I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bam, 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 dun, 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 dun. 3 o'clock hour. Gonna play a little Talk About It Tuesday this hour. And we're gonna talk with Steven Strom in the 4 o'clock hour. Marlins are a playoff team as it stands right now. And Marlins start a six-game homestand tonight at Lone Depot Park, and then it'll be the All-Star break. So hopefully they'll I know that a lot of the Marlins broadcasters, employees, and Marlins themselves have been tweeting out, and deservedly so, hopefully that there's some good fan support over these next six games because the Marlins have earned it. Now, whether there will be on a Tuesday night, who do they play tonight?
Seattle.
Tuesday night against Seattle is another story, but they
it was tough.
They deserve support. Will it be there? I don't know. 1 month from tonight is the NFL Hall of Fame game.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
1 month from tonight.
Football.
Football is back, baby. That is crazy. 1 month from tonight. Who is it? Is Carolina and Arizona. Oof.
Who's getting inducted?
That's a bad. It's
305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
305 on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solano show is sponsored by Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family.
Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri, oh, okay, and running back Roger Craig.
Oh, so that's why it's, Carolina, Kuechly,
and Fitzgerald. Yeah.
So there you go.
I played in the Marino game.
In the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, Marino got inducted in 05, I believe. Yeah, and that was why we had to go to Canton, Ohio and play in that little high school stadium.
You get, back then it was 5 preseason games. Now you get 4 because there's only 3. But I always know that Hall of Fame game, I get excited over it the week leading up to it. And then I sit down and I watch one drive and I go, I can't watch this crap. This is the I'll wait for the real thing. And that's about it. And then another
I played
thing,
every snap, Hawk. Every snap
in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game,
punt team, punt return, every snap of defense in the Hall of Fame game. I played like 100 snaps that game.
That's crazy.
No respect.
Did you think they were making a mistake? Like, did you go to the special teams coach? You go, no. I'm the third round pick. I'm the linebacker.
I thought I was getting cut. I'm like, man, what's going on here? That's I'm crazy. Tired as hell. Derek Pope had a day off. Eddie Moore had a day off. I don't have a day off.
The NHL announced that the upcoming schedule will be revealed next Thursday. So a week from this Thursday, you get the NHL schedule. Do you know what's interesting about this upcoming hockey season?
Mm-mm.
The Florida Panthers will be healthy.
That is true. Do you know, Jimmy?
The anniversary of the first trip to the Stanley Cup ever.
No. This upcoming hockey... I couldn't even understand that. This
what
upcoming... Oh, you're talking about the anniversary of what? The Panthers' first trip to the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, against the Avalanche.
But what anniversary?
I don't know, because they went in 96.
Oh, okay. Because every year would be an anniversary, but it's just the number anniversary. You know what I mean? Like, it would every year is an anniversary. It would be the first, the second, the third. But you're saying it would be a round number because 26 to...
Well, it wouldn't. It'd be the 21st. This year would have been the 20th anniversary because this was a 2020.
Regardless,
season.
I didn't mean to get bogged down in this. This will be the first NHL season with 84 games, not 82.
What?
There are 84 regular season games, not 82.
I don't think you're right about that.
Okay.
Why? Well, the NFL went from 16 to 17. Yeah. Why is money? That's why.
Yeah. Trust me, the NBA is going to be 84 games before you know. The NBA will be 84 games before it's 80 games.
So you're telling me instead of decreasing the amount of games, which I think most people would be in favor of, they're adding more games to the regular season?
Yes.
He is correct.
Solana, do you know this is a business?
Yeah. I mean, no, it's why that there's 3 preseason games and 17 regular season games. And by the way, there's going to be an 18th regular season NFL game soon enough. So.
100%.
But yeah, 84 games next Panthers season, next hockey season. You okay?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with 82. I'll probably opt out.
You'll skip those two?
83 and 84. I mean, seriously, what are we doing? Like, two more games? So what is that? There's 32 teams.
Why are you okay?
30 teams.
Why are you okay with 82?
Right.
Why are you okay with 16?
It's all arbitrary.
I'm not, though. I'm not okay with 82. I've told you guys multiple times that I believe the NBA should cut their season to 60 games and make up the rest of it so that there's still TV revenue coming in and players' contract and money don't get affected with a longer NBA in-season tournament, which I think would satisfy everybody. I think the NHL could probably do the exact same thing, but increasing the number of games to me, like, I'm just, as a hockey fan, just doesn't interest me. Like, 2 more regular season games for what? So that the networks can line their pockets a little bit more?
It gives you another chance to watch Panthers hockey. I mean, I don't mind it at all.
But Solana, you cover the Dolphins. Did going from 16 to 17 upset you when you really sat down and was a part of it?
Well, no, because I was getting paid every time they play. So
when the increase in money affects you positively, you're okay with it. When it affects other people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, it's all money-driven. NHL schedule will be released on the 16th.
That's cool.
PM.
That's cool, though. I didn't know that they were doing that this year.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
I don't know who it was that brought up the 28-3 Falcons debacle in whatever Super Bowl that was against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, comparing it to Argentina, 78th minute, down 2-0 to Egypt. They lose, they go home, and they end up winning 3-2. In regulation. I mean, it took them stoppage time, but they won it in the 90. Tom Brady has weighed in on social media.
I saw.
Quote from Tom Brady. Yeah, so that might top 28-3.
I think it does.
It does.
Although it's not a Super Bowl is the championship game. So this one, while you want to advance, is not the final. So you know what? Right. The Super Bowl, that's a more historic comeback.
I guess the difficulty in it, what's more difficult?
The difficulty, I mean, to overcome and win in stoppage time, a 2-goal deficit is wildly difficult.
With 12 minutes left in the 90, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but 28-3 is harder because I know you get more time in football. But, I mean, think about it. The Falcons could have just ran the ball and wasted clock, and they didn't. Like, I mean, Belgium was down 2-0 the other day, and they ended up scoring 2 goals in a matter of 3 minutes in the 86th and 88th minute and ended up forcing a penalty shootout. So, like,
but
it happened.
All they do is run clock in soccer. They kick it back to the goalie.
Well, 28-3 deficits, though, happen in football. They don't happen in a Super Bowl. That's why that is more iconic of a comeback.
It's easier to score 2 goals in soccer in 10 minutes than it is to score 3 touchdowns in the NFL in a quarter.
Yes.
When the other team is actively trying to waste time.
Yeah. And you're not scoring one on defense.
Right.
Yeah. And the Falcons just messed that off. So I would guess that either side, like, the other team did not have a great approach to that lead.
Should have just ran the ball.
Somebody says Belgium went to penalties. No, not last night. The other. I maybe he's confused as to what you were saying.
No, in the round of 32, Belgium was losing to Senegal 2-0. And in the 83rd minute, they scored. and then, or the 86th minute, they scored. And then in the 89th minute, 3 minutes later, they equalized. So in a span of 3 minutes, they scored two goals to tie the game. And then they ended up winning with a penalty in extra time, stoppage time of extra time.
Yeah.
So it's happened already in this tournament in a wilder situation.
Leroy Horde texted me that he had 6 preseason games. I don't even remember an NFL that had 6 preseason games.
He's 69 years old. That's why.
Was it there were 6 preseason games?
Nice.
I don't remember. We had 5.
Well, only that one season because you were in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Normally it was four, though.
Yeah, my whole career was 4, and my rookie year, 05 was my rookie year, and we had that 5th.
Yeah, NFL used to have a 6-game preseason from 1970 to 1977. Teams played 6 exhibition games every year.
Leroy Horde wasn't playing in 1977.
I jammed my thumb into somebody's eye in that Hall of Fame game. He was so mad. It was a tight end from the Bears.
Robin Earl.
I don't think he made it in the league because why is he on the ground letting me jam my finger in his eye?
Fair. Then it wasn't Robin Earl. Yeah.
When did Leroy play?
I'm looking it up right now.
In the 80s or the 90s? Yeah, 1990. He was a rookie.
Yeah. How could he have played 6 preseason games?
He really didn't. He was just out there with his buddies and didn't know what was going on. He thought practice was a game.
Wow. No touchdowns in 92 or 93, huh, Leroy?
Hey, man, Leroy was a dog, man. Y'all
he was a Pro Bowler in 94.
No, Leroy was a dog, man. I know we give him a hard time. Leroy could run that rock.
51 touchdowns in his career.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. 51 touchdowns? Wow, I didn't realize he played this many seasons.
Oh, Leroy could play. I know I give him a hard time about talking at Publix, but Leroy could run that rock.
How many fumbles?
Let's see. You think he knows his own stats? I did this with you and Aronde once where I quizzed 100%.
Your own stats. Leroy knows his stats.
I don't know, man.
He mumbles them in dreams at night. 51 touchdowns. What'd you say, baby? Nothing.
Where do you see 51?
53. 53 total touchdowns. And then another 5 in the playoffs.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. He had 9 receiving touchdowns his second year in the NFL. Damn. Yeah.
Must have been wearing someone else's number. No way. Who was the quarterback?
He just tore his bicep flipping open a folding chair.
Who was his quarterback in Cleveland?
Bernie Kosar, right?
Was it Bernie?
Him and Bernie are boys.
And then he went to Minnesota. Who was his quarterback in Minnesota? I know Robert Smith was on that team. The backfield was Leroy and Robert Smith.
Yeah.
The quarterback that season, I'll tell you right now.
He had a 53-yard touchdown run in his final season, 1999.
Needed oxygen right after.
53-yard touchdown run.
My favorite quote.
Brad Johnson, by the way.
You need 3, I'll get you 4. You need 5, I'll get you 4. I just love that concept.
Colombia and Switzerland are going to play. Did you guys see this story that's coming up at 4? I found this so interesting. And Adam Schefter had retweeted the story and kind of rewrote it this morning. But I had seen this last night. Seth Wickersham, he's NFL, but really a sports writer for ESPN.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
He says that Bill Belichick and the Patriots, when Bill Belichick left New England, in 2024. Remember, Sean Payton had taken over the Denver Broncos by then. That Sean Payton presented the Denver Broncos and the owner with a proposal. And the proposal was that he was going to hire Bill Belichick and name him the head coach. But Sean Payton would run the team. But Bill Belichick would get credit for all the victories as the official head coach, just so that Belichick could get to 15 wins and break Don Shula's all-time coaching record of 347 career wins.
And then Sean Payton, then Belichick would step down. Sean Payton would take over again in title. So the presentation to Denver was, hey, I'm going to coach the team, but Bill Belichick will be the head coach of record. And when he breaks Shula's record, he will step down and I'll take over. And when I read that this morning, I was like, I don't think Belichick would have done that, first of all. I don't think Michael Strahan wanted to set the sack record the way that he ended up setting it. Yeah. While it's nice to have the record, like, I think people want to earn accolades on their own merits. And I don't see Bill Belichick signing up for something like that.
1,000% Bill Belichick wouldn't want to beat Don Shula out by just sitting up in a booth somewhere and getting the record.
Now, if that girl forced his hand and said, you're doing it, he seems to listen to what she says.
Oh, the grown-up cheerleader?
Yeah.
But I think it is just some cool gangster stuff that Sean Payton would even present that to an organization because of his respect for Bill Belichick. That gave me more respect for Sean Payton. I'm not going to lie.
Interesting.
I don't know. If I'm Bill Belichick, that sounds better than whatever it is he's doing in North Carolina right now, recruiting
but
teenagers.
But why is Sean Payton so interested in breaking Don Shula's record? Like, I've got all more respect for Sean Payton now. Like, why? You want to take away a record that Don Shula earned by actually earning it? You want to just give it to someone? The hell with Sean Payton?
I'll tell you this, let's say Zach Thomas was 10 tackles away from breaking the NFL record, and I could say, I will give Zach 11 tackles to break the record. I would do it. I'd take it off my resume, give it to Zach because I knew how much respect I have for him.
What if it's breaking Lawrence Taylor's record?
It is what it is.
Somebody earned that record.
I know, but Hawk, from me to Zach is what it is. I understand what you're saying. The big picture of sports, no, he didn't get those 11 tackles. But I would give 11 tackles to Zach if he was 10 away from breaking a record.
Although somebody
and
points
I wouldn't,
out.
I wouldn't think twice about it.
Somebody points out on the text, have you seen Belichick's past? He'd be happy to cheat his way into a record. That's true. He would say yes in a heartbeat.
Crowder,
I think it's cool that Sean Payton would offer that.
Crowder, if you gave away 11 of your tackles, what does that leave you with?
600, bitch.
How can you give away 11 tackles when you've got 8? You're giving away some tackles on credit?
660, bitch.
Hey, put these tackles on layaway.
I'll pay for them later.
No, but you're right, Hawk. Like, what happened to the integrity of the league? All these guys, right? All these guys
Don
talk about the integrity.
Shula.
No,
Don Shula. I mean, what are we talking? We're gonna hose Don Shula in some kind of loophole? Get out of here.
I'm with you. I understand competitive nature, grind, drive of life.
I don't think you are with us. You're giving Zach
Thomas.
You're
against us.
Yeah, you're giving Bill Belichick 15
wins. I would
give
Zach 11 tackles if it's him passing somebody to have the all-time record.
He hates Don Shula.
He hates Don Shula.
That's crazy,
I love
man.
Don Shula.
I don't think you do.
I did. I hugged him.
It's fun to be on this side.
Right?
This was fun.
Yeah, you get painted into a corner that you didn't mean to be.
I hugged Don 1,000 times.
What else do you have in the headlines? Because I want to play Talk About It Tuesday, and we never have enough time.
Los Marlins do play tonight against the Mariners. They're currently in a wild card position, as Hawk has mentioned a couple times today. And Argentina does end up beating Egypt 3-2 in one of the greatest comebacks. Yesterday, the USA does lose to Belgium in humiliating fashion. There's really no other way to put it.
Yep.
4-1 was the final score, and they are out. The three host nations, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., losing consecutive days. So they're all out of the World Cup. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storms roll in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
If you haven't tried Hard Rock Bet yet, there is no better time to get in the game than right now. We're at the win or go home stage of the world's biggest soccer tournament. Egypt, go home. And Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal way to get in on the action. Sign up with Hard Rock Bet right now. Place a $5 bet. If it wins, you also score $150 in bonus bets. So you got the winning bet. You get an extra $150 to bet with. That's how you get the party started. Just download the Hard Rock Bet app today. Payable in bonus bets, not a cash offer. You bet a player prop before the game. Time goes by. The match is now in the 60th minute. You're still waiting for that one moment to win your bet, and your player gets subbed off. You think your bet is over, but on Hard Rock Bet, your bet stays on thanks to Super Sub. If your player is subbed off, you still win if their replacement fulfills the bet. Same odds, same payout. You ever bet a soccer match that ended 0-0, nil-nil, they like to call it? That's tough watch. That's why on Hard Rock Bet, they have a no goals, no problem promotion. If you bet on a team to win in regulation and the match ends scoreless after 90 minutes plus stoppage time, you'll get a bonus bet back to $250. So when the goals go missing, your bet doesn't. Check out No Goals, No Problem on Hard Rock Bet today. And also, tennis's most prestigious grass court tournament is going on in England, jolly old England. And Hard Rock Bet is Florida's way to serve winners all tournament long. Whether you're backing the world's top players or live betting every break point and tie break, there are so many ways to get in on the action on Hard Rock Bet. It all starts with you downloading the Hard Rock Bet app right now, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about your gambling? Call or text 1-833-PLAYWISE.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, talk to signify Talk About It Tuesday. Talk About It Tuesday is brought to you by our friends at Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family. Do we have a big open for Talk About It Tuesday? I forget.
I think so.
All right.
Now?
Now what?
The open?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I forgot.
I'd have waited you out, Jimmy.
Hawk and Crowder, talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So before we get to Solana's talk about it, I would just like to talk about this for 1 second because I was just thinking about this. I went to the vending machine to get a Coke Zero, and I was thinking I had a Coke Zero last night with dinner. I told you for the World Cup game, we were going to order in Flanagan's.
That's right.
So go to Flanagan's. You want to know how old I am? Like, this staggered me as I made the order because I used the online ordering to order. And when I did this, I said to myself, like, oh, my God, how old are you? So I ordered the chicken Philly. Hmm. And then you get to choose your side.
Right.
And I would say 99 out of 100 people are going to choose French fries.
For sure.
Yes.
I chose coleslaw.
God.
Hawk, that's the worst.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Not even like vegetables. You just went straight coleslaw.
Yeah,
coleslaw.
Veggie, side salad.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw?
Yeah.
That's an old person.
I know. You can't like it, and it's like, but you can't help it. It just takes over.
cabbage with mayonnaise. Is it? What is? I don't even know how coleslaw is made.
Yeah, cabbage. Some with vinegar, but Flanagan's makes it with mayo. I think there's a lot of sugar in that. You know, I'm very concerned about sugars.
Right.
I think there's a ton of sugar in coleslaw.
In coleslaw?
Yeah.
Sugar?
That's why it tastes good.
Yeah. Why?
It's sweet.
Because it's sweetened with sugar. I believe coleslaw has a ton of sugar in it.
You know how spices work?
I don't eat coleslaw.
Most young people don't. I never ate it till I was like in my 50s.
I don't eat coleslaw.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Like, the idea of that little cup of coleslaw was like, you'd laugh at, like, why do they even bother or whatever?
Because you know it was made probably like 18 hours before. It was prepared 18 hours before it's being served to you. It's been in that cup in the kitchen sitting in the fridge for at least 10 hours.
It's bad marketing, though. Coleslaw is just a bad name, right? If it was called mayo, mayo treats, if it was called mayonnaise salad, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a victim of bad marketing is what it is.
Yeah. I was like that with mushrooms. I hated mushrooms.
I still don't like mushrooms.
Until I got about 30. You don't like mushrooms? Nah. Man, I eat the hell out of a mushroom right now.
Like, if it's in, I know the chicken Philly comes with mushrooms.
No mushrooms for me.
You go, no mushrooms.
No mushrooms, extra coleslaw.
Is this what I have to look forward to, Hawk? I'm 32 years old.
You can't avoid it.
Cottage cheese and coleslaw.
Oh, cottage cheese and coleslaw.
About 10 years from now, man, you're going to be surprised by yourself.
I was staggered last night because I'm looking at the sides. And I'm like, well, I could easily click French fries here. And the Flanagan's fries are delicious.
Great.
But I'm like, but then I wouldn't get this delicious cup of coleslaw that I so crave.
Want some slaw.
All right, what do you have for Talk About It Tuesday? I don't know if you can top that, but what do you have for Talk About It Tuesday?
I don't think I can. All right, this was posted randomly on somebody's Instagram story. One of my friends, Melissa, she stole it from TikTok. So this is a completely unoriginal Talk About It Tuesday topic, but I thought it was fantastic.
But wait a second. You can't go, this was posted randomly on someone's Instagram story, my friend Melissa. It's the opposite of randomly.
I guess,
She's on your friend's Instagram.
Not random at all. It's Hefty Lefty's wife.
Oh, the Hefty Lefty.
Yeah, Hefty Lefty's wife.
That guy likes some coleslaw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, he's a French fry man.
That's true. Yeah. He's coleslaw, hold the cabbage. Just give me a cup of mayo.
He's drinking mayonnaise.
So apparently this was going viral on TikTok. Would you rather spend 12 days in federal prison or you eat 12 tarantulas that are alive when they're given to you? How you choose to consume them is up to you. So 12 days in federal prison, or you have to consume, you have to eat 12 tarantulas.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. It's a good question. Here's my hang up, though. Federal prison is not the toughest prisons. The club feds are not the toughest prisons. County jail, I'd really have to think about it. Federal prison, I think I would do 12 days in federal prison.
Easy.
Easy. Feds, the federal prison system is not county jail. And it's not even like a state prison. The federal prison system is club fed. Like, it's not the worst prison.
But why are you making it sound like a trip to Disney World?
Because it's closer to Disney World than eating 12 live tarantulas.
Yeah, I'm not eating no damn tarantulas.
I would eat the tarantulas over a trip to Disney World in this heat. No, but county jail, I would do the tarantulas. Yeah. I couldn't spend 12 days in county jail. I would somehow be able to eat the 12 tarantulas. But club fed?
Yeah. I would say it because I've been in county jail and Hawk would be pregnant in 12 days. Yeah, no, man. And if the hot times get bad, you just slap a correctional officer and then you go to solitary confinement. 23 and 1. Like, yeah, I got this figured out. I'm not eating no damn spiders.
I don't know. I don't think I could make one day in federal prison as spectacular as you make it
you
sound.
You could absolutely survive in federal prison.
Yeah, Solana. But just what don't if, take what a if, shower. Don't shower.
But what if your bunkmate is fond of you?
It's not even, you don't even have bunkmates in federal prison. Like, it's like a whole dorm full of bunk beds. Like, huh. I'm telling you, you're
all right.
Are you sure that the question is federal prison, or did you just make it?
No, for sure it was federal prison, but perhaps TikTok isn't as aware as at how relaxed federal prison is compared to state prison, as knowledgeable as you are on it.
I will tell you, if it's Alachua County Jail 12 days, I'm going to find a way to put some batter on those tarantulas and fry them.
Yeah, I'm telling you, county jail, you don't want to go near. I don't care what county it is. You don't want to be in a county jail for 12 days.
Y'all heard my story. The man stole my orange my first morning. Like, I don't know what he would have stole the 12th day, but federal prison, I've heard it's a cakewalk.
The 12th day, I'd have been like, that's not where I keep the oranges.
It's not even lunchtime yet, Butch.
Man, you're ravenous. Gino Toretta texting me, I love coleslaw. Have always loved coleslaw. Not a ton of sugar in the dressing. Maybe a tablespoon with a cup of mayo. Add craisins to your slaw and walnuts.
Oh, Gino, love you to death. You say craisins, you're old. Gino, you know you my man, but nobody young says craisins.
Jimmy, which one are you doing, tarantulas or federal prison?
I'm doing federal prison. I ain't eating no damn 12 tarantulas.
Yeah. Solana, did you make your choice?
I think I'm eating the tarantulas. I mean, really? Crowder, you eat raccoon.
Tarantulas are like hairy, though. Like,
yeah, but yeah, it's hairy. Small. They're smallish.
No, that little booty, that little fat booty is going to have juice in it.
Can you imagine when you bite into that?
Yeah.
No good. No good. No good.
No good. No good.
No good.
Mm-mm, I'm not eating tarantula.
All right. I guess
all right,
it's
what else you got?
Oranges up my butt then.
That was a good one.
You're going to have to go to the bathroom in front of people, though.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm pee shy.
Huh.
So I'm saying.
You pee shy until that bladder's full. You're going to let that pee run when that bladder's full.
See, I got no problem with that, but the taking the poop in the cell with your celly?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm. I looked a crackhead straight in his face and went to number two.
It
was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, like that's just not human.
They watch?
Well, you're in a tight cell. Well, you were in county jail, so you were in like a holding cell, no?
I was in a holding cell.
Like there's
like
certain cells that
15 people.
Yeah, there's certain cells though that's just you and your bunk, and you and your bunkmate, and there's one bathroom. It's out in the open, one toilet, but there's rules. I follow this guy on Instagram, and he interviews. He was in prison. He was a young kid, 18-year-old, thin, skinny, white kid who was he was running a nightclub in like some little town, but he was siphoning off a ton of money. Anyway, got sent to prison, so he knows like all the ins and outs. And he's like, "Yeah, I had to buy protection. Like, I realized it on the first day. Like, I had to buy protection to keep people out of my business." But he interviews people and they talk about like what the unwritten rules are with the toilets and when you can go, when you can't go. And you bet. I mean, if it's coming out, you're flushing in unison. Like there, you're not, like you've got to be cognizant of everyone around you.
Well, and I got IBS.
I don't want to be your bunkmate.
So it's 14 other guys and they're looking at me and I'm over there. Brow, brow, brow.
That ain't for me.
Oof. All right. Well, this got weird. Did we do the topic? I don't remember if you did it with Appel while I was gone or not. What member of the South Florida media has the cleanest car versus the messiest car? Did we ever actually do that on the air? I don't believe we did.
I don't recall.
All right. We so didn't. Let's do it. I'm asking two-parter here.
Okay.
There's a twofer. What member of the South Florida media, beat writers, reporters?
You're talking about print media, or we can include the Will Mansos, the Mike Cunos?
TV journalists, beat writers, radio hosts. We can throw some podcasters.
Podcast hosts.
Yeah, podcast hosts.
Ethan Skolnick seems like he has a dirty car.
Yeah, he keeps it.
Don't aggregate that. Everyone's going to aggregate that and send it to Ethan. It was a joke.
What member of the Chandel South Florida media do you think has the cleanest car? And what member of the South Florida sports media has the messiest car?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Wow. I feel like Joe Shad is going to have the cleanest car.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Seems like so fastidious.
Well kept.
Yeah. Let me think about this, though. Because I think there's guys who would surprise you. I think Will Manso probably keeps a dirty car.
Not dirty, but like messy. Just like suit jackets in the back. Yeah.
A couple of Snickers wrappers. Man.
Right. Ira packs his own snacks. That's a person that keeps a very clean car.
I don't know.
Cunio probably has a clean, spotless car because he's a...
Yeah, Cunio cleans his car twice a day.
He's like a freak about everything.
Right.
Joe Rose's car is disgusting.
You think?
Yeah, because Joe is just... He's old school.
Yeah, and he's
football,
got like smelly socks from a tennis game. Like,
he's got his tennis shoes sitting on the passenger seat. The socks are still in there. Right.
Bought
and even if it's healthy,
somewhere.
It's a protein shake. Yeah. It's a protein shake, but the shake is just thrown in the back. Just,
Hawk, you have a clean car.
I keep a very clean car.
Very clean car.
Solana, you might be on the dirty side.
I'm not dirty. I'm messy, though. Like, I still have a suit jacket from the heat season just kind of hanging there.
Really?
Yeah. Why not? You never know when you're going to need it.
But I feel like it needs to be refreshed.
I'm ready for anything. Like, soccer game breaks out here at the Citadel. Yeah. I got my boots in the car.
Yeah. See, I'm ready for Amazon delivery. I'll show up. As long as Amazon delivers, I'm fine. Who keeps a dirty car?
Hal Habib?
I don't know Hal the way you guys do, because he covered you with the doll. I don't know if I've ever met Hal.
Great guy.
Hal doesn't keep... I don't think Hal keeps a dirty car. I think Omar has all kind of crap in his car.
I think Omar's got, like, books of conspiracy theories that he writes down, like notebooks.
Not trash, just stuff.
Yeah,
just
stuff.
Trunk filled. Yeah, I think Omar's a stuff guy.
Oh, Chris Perkins has cigarette butts all over.
Yeah, Perk's on the dirty list. Perk and Joe are my two dirty list guys.
Somebody says Leroy Horde has chicken wings and open packets of ranch dip in his car. You know who I could see having a bit of a messy car is Barry Jackson, but not because he seems like he's dirty, but he's just always got pen and paper ready to go. And I feel like he jots ideas down and then just like crumbles it up, throws it, and then just always ready to go for a story.
Jimmy.
I don't know if I've ever seen Jimmy's car. Would I be shocked at you having a very dirty car, Jimmy?
Yeah, he hadn't vacuumed his car in 3 years.
Glizzy buns.
No, I throw those out.
You have a dirty car or a clean car?
I wouldn't say it's clean, but it's not like all over the place.
How did I know that you weren't going to pick a side? How did I know that somehow the answer was going to be both sides?
Dirty or clean? Not dirty, but not clean.
Dirty, but not totally clean. Do you want to weigh in on this topic, Jimmy? Do you have any nominations?
I don't know.
Well, Len. Len's got to have a dirty car, don't you think?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
No.
I feel like he doesn't eat in his car. He maybe has a coffee because he picks it up, drives to work. But that
I think he's very structured. Very structured.
Right.
Like, you have to be unstructured to have a dirty car.
Somebody says Jimmy's car is just full of shirts and jerseys.
100%.
He's got like 18 Costco cards. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What they do, what they do.
That's for you, Crowder.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.